I'm on the phone with Dieter Ashley from Mason City, Iowa, the epicenter of Plan Z by Zola. Ashley, I want to start out with your profession because you have an interesting profession that would make it tough to be a Plan Z dieter. So let's start there.
Hello. I am a stay-at-home mom of four children by day, but I am also a pastry chef. I am licensed and insured out of my home. And so all day while my children are at school, I am baking delicious pastries for my businesses.
So you do you supply restaurants?
I do. I'm a bit of a vendor, but I also do private individual orders as well.
With that in mind, how difficult was it for you to go on Z reduction where there's no pastry, there's no sugar, there's no flour?
Yeah, I was actually petrified, if I'm being perfectly honest, because pastry and desserts and delicious things, they're what feed my soul. It's also my creative outlet and my outlet as a parent for when my kids are driving me crazy. I can go bake something, and that's how I kind of relieve stress. So when I was told, okay, you're not going to have any of this for 50 days, I was like, great, well, how in the world am I going to manage? And I'll tell you, necessity is the father of invention. So I got very, very creative. I would make a lot of eggs and do just eggs and a tablespoon of heavy cream and make with some Truvia and make myself a crepe and then fill it with fresh fruit. And I learned how to redefine my original perception of what dessert and sweets and tasty treats was.
How long did that take?
Well, the first week I struggled a lot, because I had to not only redefine dessert and my hobby and my passion, but I was also kind of discovering the new me, which was the healthier and now happier me. I would say by my third week, I actually, through a lot of, you know, independent discovery and a lot of creativity, I really just developed a new comfort and a new passion, which was making really fun, really tasty, creative things that were good for my soul and good for my body. I have a medical problem. I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I do take a lot of prescription medication for that. I also have a lot of hormone challenges. I had a total hysterectomy in my 20s, which put me into surgical menopause. Other women who have experienced that know that weight loss is very difficult and weight gain is almost the norm. And so for me, I had a lot of challenges on my side between surgical menopause and being on steroids. It was kind of an uphill battle for me. I did really well in reduction, and then my body kind of like said, okay, I'm done. I got very frustrated. I got very discouraged, but through my Plan Z family and through the staff there, they were so incredibly willing to sit and listen to me and figure out how are we going to make this work for you. So we ended up deciding as a team to put me into Reboot a little bit early, and it was amazing. I've lost just as much weight in Reboot as I did in Reduction, which is not typically the norm, but however, I kind of am not the norm. But it worked for me. Just, I found a new lifestyle and a new happiness and a new passion. I'm so thrilled with how the unconventional way worked out for me, and just the willingness of the Plan Z staff to really sit down and say this person is important and they deserve our knowledge and our expertise. And it meant so much to me, just that extra bit of care.
How much have you lost so far?
I've lost a total of 27 pounds so far. Right now, I am on day 55, and I feel amazing, and all I hear all the time is, oh my gosh, Ashley, you look so great and you have all this energy and what are you doing? And I just say, well, let me sit you down and tell you all about Plan Z by Zola.
Did you go back onto reduction for a few more weeks then?
Well, I am going to, yes. I was told to go ahead and complete the full 6 weeks of reboot, which I am enjoying to the max.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to start my next binge on Mother's Day weekend. Woohoo! Ah. Then I am going to do the remainder of my reduction. I'm hoping to be able to go for an entire 30 days. I'm hoping to be able to do the whole thing. However, I'm just excited to embark on the next part of my journey. I feel so great. I feel like I'm more prepared this time. I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. I'm not anxious. I've had such an amazing experience that I can't wait for the next part.
Have you seen some health benefits? You sound great. What's going on with the rheumatoid arthritis?
What's really funny is I was always told, and I've always heard, oh, well, if you have RA, you know, and you have a high level of inflammation, you shouldn't really eat a lot of sugar, and you might want to stay away from a few other things. But no one ever told me that by staying away from that, that would actually change my life. I noticed after a couple weeks that, wow, you know, I'm waking up in the morning and my joints don't feel like they need WD-40. I'm not achy at night and I'm not so exhausted all the time. The more I continued on my journey in Plan Z, the better I felt. My sediment rate actually on my blood test is actually very slowly going down, which is the rate of inflammation that's in my body, which is just so incredibly exciting. I actually am so excited to tell you that I have decided to play softball this summer. I was never comfortable or confident enough to be able to enroll in a team sport as an adult because my joints always won. They always won the battle. I was always too tired or I was just too achy and I figured that I was always going to be on the sidelines. I am so excited this summer to be in the game.
What are your doctors saying?
They trust me that I know my body and I know my limits. They are very happy for me. When I told them, you know, I've lost this much weight, they kind of gave me a double take, like, really?
They don't know how you're doing it, but they're glad you're doing it.
Absolutely. It's just so odd how, according to, you know, medicine, it's kind of unconventional. However, in my opinion, and in a lot of other dieters' opinion, this should be the conventional way because it works. It's completely scientific. It makes more sense than anything I've ever done.
I want to get back to your profession. You're really a professional sugar processor.
Yes, I am.
And how do you feel about that now, and what other changes have you made in your baking?
Well, the sky is the limit for me now. I'll tell you about one thing I did for Easter. I had a large group of people come over to my home for Easter supper. I'm thinking to myself, how in the world am I going to make all of this delicious food that is traditionally served on an American holiday table and do it to where I can enjoy it as well, but other people will enjoy it and they're not going to miss all of the traditional food. Dessert, obviously, was a tough topic for me. So what I did was I made a 3-layer carrot cake, and I made it using part almond flour and part coconut flour. There was no sugar in this cake. What there was crushed pineapple in its own juice, which gave all the sweetness that you needed. Lots and lots of fresh chopped nuts, fresh grated carrot, delicious full-fat cream cheese for the frosting. No powdered sugar, no granulated sugar. It was all good, whole, natural ingredients. I had people just, oh my gosh, this is so good. And I would say, and guess what? This is completely grain-free. It's also safe for those people who are unable to eat gluten, which is just awesome because that's quite a problem in our country today. It's all the gluten-free people. And I was so proud of myself that I was able to provide something that was good for my body and that was good for everybody else's body. And everybody's mouths were happy as well.
With the pineapple and the carrots, we'll remind our people in Z Reduction that that's Reboot food or Z Life food.
Yes.
But you're taking recipes and now you're thinking differently about how to create something that's delicious.
Definitely. And it is equally delicious. Instead of having big, carby, starchy mashed potatoes and gravy, we had a butternut squash souffle. And it was just, it was delicious. It was so good. We had candied pecans on top. We had deviled eggs. It was delicious. Absolutely fantastic. And I've never been so proud of myself. I'm living the dream that I had for myself, which was to be successful and productive and healthy and be able to give people the gift of good food.
What's changed in your mind in terms of what have you learned and how do you think in terms of food and your passion, which is baking, and how's that working?
Well, you know, on a more personal level, I'm kind of a self-proclaimed food addict. I always struggled with food addiction. Food for me was used for something that food was never meant to be used for, which was a way to deal with stress and a way to deal with emotional challenges of life, which all of us have. And when I started Plan Z, I knew that I had to make a change. It was time. And I started shifting my mind focus through all of the educational information that Plan Z offers, through the videos and the articles and everything else. I started to learn and to change my mind that food is something to be respected and absolutely enjoyed, but it's to fuel your body and to take care of your body. And if it's respected and used in the proper form, you can have your life back. So for now, I'm no longer looking to food as a coping skill. It's more enjoying now. I enjoy food more. I'm no longer a slave to sugar and to carbohydrate. No more big giant bowls of macaroni and cheese at night to make myself feel better, because I know what it's doing to me. It's doing the exact opposite. It's making me sick. It's fueling depression. It's fueling anxiety. It's making me fat, which is making me sad. It's a lifestyle focus change. It really, truly is.
There's something about those foods, that the flour and the sugar and the carbohydrates in general, that make you want more of them.
Yes.
And once you quit eating them in a few days, you really don't miss them, but you're hungry for them if you keep eating them.
Yes. Oh my goodness, yes. I can tell you that, you know, at one point in time in my reboot, I said, you know what, I think I am going to just indulge in this just a little bit. And not only did I feel sick afterwards, I called Jen actually the next day and was like, oh my goodness, this is not even worth it. It was just the taste. It was addicting. I swear it's worse than cigarettes and cocaine. Just, it made you want more, but the effects that it had on my body were just not worth it, not even a little bit.
So many conversations that we have in the office are with people who are about to buy the diet or not sold on the diet yet or want some more information about the diet. And when you say to people that insulin is the hormone that causes your body to store fat, and when you don't have a lot of insulin in your blood, you can live off the fatty acids in your fat cells because they release into your blood and nourish you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know that, it helps make you immune to wanting to eat lots of carbohydrates, because you know it's going to you're going to get into that cycle again. So you're describing that that food addiction or the stress eating that a lot of people have, but much of the stress is just the fact that you've been eating all that stuff, and when you stop eating it, a lot of the stress goes away.
That's
Remember,
very true.
You're thinking more about your choices and not letting habit or something dictate those choices.
Absolutely, which is so odd for me, because I've never thought this way ever, 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 ever. Honestly, I didn't even think it was possible. I did not think it was possible for me to be able to do this until I actually did it. And now I feel like I can do anything. If I can beat this and win the battle over sugar, I can do just about anything.
Was there a particular video or particular coaching piece that where everything started to change in your mind, or has it been gradual?
Fathead. We actually watch it as a family. Together we are being educated. it was amazing. We'll go to the store now, and my kids will say, hey, Mom, you remember? We saw that on Fathead. And I love that my kids are learning at an early age just what sugar and carbohydrates are doing to them. The other one was the book Wheat Belly that you told me about.
And I would recommend that all of our listeners go back and watch it. If you haven't watched it, rewatch it if you've watched it once, and rewatch it again after you watched it twice, because it starts to sink in the third and fourth time you watch it.
Definitely. I found the movie Fathead at my local video store.
Good for you.
So I know that it's out there. You can go and rent it.
You can order it from Tom Naughton directly at fathead-movie. Fathead is one word, -movie.com. What would you say to someone who's on the call? This is their first, second Tuesday call. They may have just started their binge, or maybe they haven't even opened their manual yet. They're nervous about Plan Z. Calm them down a little bit.
Do not underestimate yourself. Your body can handle this. Any fear or anxiety or nervousness, it is totally up in your head. Your body will absolutely know what to do with what you're going to give it, because it ultimately was designed to handle food like this. Be confident. You are going to blow yourself away with what you're going to be able to do with Plan Z. If a pastry chef can do this and still have a career, you can absolutely do this and have a wonderful time doing it.